into each other's hands as they picked their way over gnarly tree roots and rugged rocks. At last, they came to a fallen oak tree. It made a perfect bench for the four unhappy children. As they sat there, the last faint glow of light from the day faded away. They heard a soft whisper in the night air, and a very large owl landed on a tree stump in front of the children. "Hello," the night owl said. "Are you children lost?"
"Yes,"
said Andrew.
"Well, maybe,"
murmured Maria.
"We come from the lost land."
"The lost land?" the great feathered owl repeated as he shifted his weight from one foot to the other. And then he shifted back to the other foot and shrugged his giant wings. "I don't think I understand. It seems to me that if you came from the lost land and you are here now, you must not be lost." They all had to think about that one. Michael spoke up.
"We are looking for the light."
"The light? Well, why would you want light? Why, we owls see best in the dark." The children looked at one another.
"My grandfather said that a long, long time ago, it used to be very pretty where we lived,"
Heifa said.
"Especially in December.
People would decorate their trees and houses to celebrate the winter solstice.
Our family would light the candles of our menorah to thank God for guiding our people safely home.
And other families would hang a pretty star over the manger to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus.
Everywhere people decorated with pretty lights and candles. But then one day, they started fighting.
Each family thought their lights were best, and they started taking the lights off their neighbor's trees. And they stole people's menorahs and hid them.
There was so much fighting. Finally, they made laws forbidding any holiday lights and decorations.
They wouldn't even let Santa Claus bring us presents.
So now, it's very dark and quiet and sad."
The old owl slowly blinked his eyes. "That's a very sad story. Reminds me of... He thought and thought and slowly rocked back and forth. He was just about to remember. "I remember when..." Oh my, listen to the nightingale singing. It's so pretty. It always makes me sleepy. His voice drifted off, his eyes stopped blinking, and one by one, the children fell asleep. Then, all of a sudden,
when the sun comes up. He always jumps up and down and squawks like that. He won't stop until he wakes up the whole forest.
Oh, dear, I can't remember.
We are looking for the light, the holiday light.
Oh, yes,
come to see the parade. And then we'll gather in the square and hold a big election.
An election?
Yes, well, we'll let everyone vote, even the children.
Vote?
Oh, that will never work.
People never agree on anything.
Fine. Then you figure it out. The owl hooted as he flew off in a huff. The children started searching for the lights and the manger and the Christmas tree. They went uphill and downhill, but didn't find the holiday trimmings anywhere. They were very discouraged. And then their friend, the owl, flew back. I've got another idea. The children remembered his last idea and looked at one another skeptically.
Well.
You could take turns. One year you could celebrate the birth of Jesus, the next year the Festival of Lights, another year...
Stop!
Sorry, children. I wish I could help you. The owl started thinking again. I've got a great idea. Well, at least it's pretty good. You can make your holiday treasures right here, right on this spot. And he flew over and he perched on top of a little fir tree. The children looked at the pretty little tree, and then Maria said, together, they all gathered bright red berries, and they each put them on the tree. Then Maria found an empty wooden box.
We can use this for the manger.
The children gathered straw and nice soft moss and even a few feathers and helped Maria make her manger. Just then, Mr. Owl flew back. I just saw a cave. That might be where they hid the menorah.
But it is getting dark. How can we see the cave? We might get lost.
Slowly, Andrew reached into his pocket and took out one tiny candle and a match. He gave it to Michael.
I was saving it for the tree, but you need it more.
The children ran to the cave and with one little candle looked for the menorah. As the children searched, the light from the candle grew brighter and brighter, and then they found the menorah. Together, they ran back to the tree and saw a very bright star over the manger, and then seven bright candles
lit up the menorah.
God is with us!
And then the children began to sing. Thank you so much for being part of creating history here today. It's Lynette, stand up. You got it. That was wonderful.